WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump said to be demanding that his own Justice Department pay him $230 million taxpayer dollars because of investigations he was at the center of following his first administration, one involving allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 election and the other of the mishandling of classified documents. The much-touted summit between President Trump and Russian President Putin now scrapped. ABC's Patrick Reval says it was supposed to have been held in Hungary.
In the space of the time since the second summit in Budapest was announced, we've basically seen that the Russians have indicated they haven't changed their demands at all. Nothing has changed, and therefore there would be no point in meeting.
Historic preservationists say the White House needs to press pause on East Wing demolition and new ballroom construction so that the legally mandated public comments phase can take place. This is day 22 of the government shutdown. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. More than two dozen positions in the Dane County Sheriff's Office could be cut. The county is facing a $31 million budget deficit. County Executive Melissa Agard has called for reducing each department's budget by at least 4%. Her plan to close that gap also includes a hiring freeze. However, she said that would not apply to public safety positions. Right now, there are currently 28 open positions at the Sheriff's Department. But now, three county supervisors have proposed cutting those 28 positions entirely. They would take the money saved and put it into the Health and Human Services Department, the county's biggest division. That money would go toward things like the new men's homeless shelter, according to reporting from WISC. Sheriff Calvin Barrett is advocating against this plan. He says it would harm public safety, especially in more rural areas, according to WKOW. Barrett says their response time in spots like the town of Dunn or the town of Albion could be slower. On top of that, the county is set to open the long-awaited new jail in 2027. The sheriff asked how he's supposed to open a building that he can't staff. The Dane County Deputy Sheriff's Association represents almost 500 deputies, and their president says this plan would bring staffing shortages they haven't seen in almost 30 years. The Dane County Board will meet tomorrow night, and they'll discuss this measure. Meanwhile, a man has been arrested for allegedly stalking the Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. 37-year-old Ryan Thornton was allegedly asked to stop sending emails to Chief Justice Jill Karofsky. Authorities say in those emails, he demanded her home address and used derogatory language. He also reportedly said she's, quote, going down, end quote. Thornton is charged with one count of stalking. He's now out on bond with a GPS monitor. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, it's the Packers and the Steelers this week on Sunday Night Football. But head coach Matt LaFleur reminding us they're playing the Steelers, not Aaron Rodgers.
We're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is for you guys to talk about. We've got a lot of respect and love for Aaron. I mean, what he's done here is a Hall of Famer. This game is not about that. It's about going to Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. Our guys will be jacked up. It's about the Green Bay Packers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
NBA, it's the Bucks against the Wizards tonight in Milwaukee, and the debut of Miles Turner and what role he'll play on the Bucks this season.
As a center, you know, as an anchor in the back part of defense, it's like, what you're supposed to do? The feedback has been phenomenal. It's like, you know, you're right, I don't even realize when I'm doing it. They're saying, yo, we need more of that. You know, it's not something we've had, you know, consistently in the past. Like, we need a voice. We need someone to always, like, step up and speak. So I'm just taking it on.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just an isolated light shower possible today. Otherwise, cloudy, breezy, and chilly, with high temperatures right around 50. For tonight, a fairly cold night for this time of year. Gradually decreasing clouds, low temperatures in the mid-30s. Currently, it's 44.
There's nothing like the perfect bra fitting And at Allure Intimate Apparel, that's exactly what they deliver. Their expert bra fit specialists offer one-on-one bra fittings in a graceful, no-pressure environment that celebrates every silhouette. Allure is here for real life, where confidence always comes first. Experience a new standard of personal attention with timeless style and bra fittings that flatter at every angle. Visit their new location at the Hilldale Shopping Center in Madison, or visit AllureFits.com. That's AllureFits.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
Give us a jingle. What do you got for us, Dick? What do you got for us, Charles?
We have CG on the line.
Mark, what do you got for us?
We have Matt on the phone.
Joe, what do you got for us?
Hi, guys. Great show, as always. Your callers are the spice that makes your stew the most wonderful thing ever.
All right, Joe. Thank you.
Joe, thank you very for that much. Comment.
We have this round table, and we've got all these great listeners who call us on a regular basis and throw their 2 cents in. This is fantastic stuff.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. From Indiana University canceling its school newspaper to northern Wisconsin being served by high school students, we'll discuss it with Pat Kreitler and Trigvi Olson. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
WMDX, the only station with lakes on both sides.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
I don't wanna see the shutdown go on. And that's why I, together with my Democratic colleagues in the Senate, have voted 7 times now to reopen the government, but without giving Donald Trump that blank check. He was doing a whole lot of damage to federal employees in the country even before the shutdown. I mean, remember Elon Musk and his chainsaw?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that before we, you know, paid a couple $100 million for a ballroom and.
You're going to pay him $230 just to go away?
Oh, I would go for that, yeah.
Well, I mean.
Okay, Brian, one more. Senator Brian Schatz.
Not about money. There is enough money to bail out Argentina with $20 billion. There is enough money to purchase a brand new aircraft for $173 million for the Homeland Security Secretary. There is enough money to renovate the White House ballroom. What there's not enough money for under this Republican government is you.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of Argentina, CNBC said, what's her name? Brooke Rollins, the farm?
The agricultural secretary.
Yeah. Can you explain why beef prices have soared to the point where we're thinking about importing beef from Argentina, the same country that's selling all their soybeans to China? To the soybean farmers, that must be like, you're kidding me. Brooke Rollins, well, we'd need a whole other show to describe that. Yes, we would, to describe your incompetence.
She has no idea what's going on.
Right, exactly. Okay. Hey, looky, everybody.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos Elsrocky.
I have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a cappuccino.
You can still afford coffee.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos Elsrocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Hola, buen día. Hay muchas cosas. Niñas con escuela, con voleibol, con choir, con todo. This whole thing feels like a bad Chick-fil-A commercial where you're going to see some cow with a sign like, buy beef from Argentina.
Right.
Eat more Argentinian beef. Vamos a Argentina.
And then today's news that he is suing us for $230 million for investigating him. And, oh, by the way, Dan says, Steph, the James Bond movie Goldfinger is where they tried to steal all the money from Fort Knox. Because this is how this ends.
That's where his bunker's going to be. If I'm going to have a bunker, it's going to be a gold bunker. I'm not going to be like Hitler in some dirty thing. It's going to be nice and gold.
We're going to end up with Melania painted entirely in gold.
Gold leaf everywhere.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Donald. Money. Paint me in money. I want George Washington and Ben Franklin all over my body.
Or will she by then have her individual liberty?
Maybe.
Excuse me? You said what you easily notice about all the protests is the heterogeneous makeup of the crowds as opposed to Turning Point White Kings gathering. One is way more representative of America and the world. The other is a Frankenstein villagers trying to cling to the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
all torches.
Yeah. It was inspiring. I loved it. I went to Hollywood. Did you go to one?
I went to one in Burbank, right by my house here at the Lincoln Library. And, you know, you hear hear the stupid Joe Rogan with his buddy, like, oh, these guys were paid. Look at them. They're losers for protest. Like, what else are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
We do. That's one of the things we can do is we can donate to the AFL-CIO. We can donate to senators, causes, campaigns. We can protest. We can do radio shows. That's one of the things we can do. I didn't get a George Soros check, and you're saying that we look ridiculous as protesters. Only losers protest. We weren't wearing fake gauze on our ears. We're not purchasing Bitcoin or golden shoes or flags with Trump's. We're not the losers.
Yeah.
Why is Joe Rogan picking on us? I don't understand.
Yeah.
He's such a gutless coward.
Yeah. I found this, speaking of, I don't know, it's a different, but Charlemagne the God, I just thought he was on Nicole Wallace's podcast, and I thought, you know, it's an interesting conversation, but, you know, these guys really did, like, hugely affect this election, and are part of the reason we're in this, you know, it's a lot of this both-sidesing it, or, oh, you know, excusing, normalizing Trump. He was complaining. Charlemagne the God slams MSNBC for saying he pushed MAGA messaging during the election. Well, he did. I mean, so he was saying about voters, you know, being, you know, you can't tell them they're not worried about the economy. I get what he's saying. He said their issues when he talked to voters, he said their issues weren't based on any type of prejudice for who was coming across the border. Yes, they were.
It's related to how they think the economy is being affected.
Yes. So, I mean, he's just wrong. I mean, that's the thing, is you can go, yes, I get they were concerned about the economy, but it was MAGA messaging because there was prejudice involved. And then he said it was literally economics. It was, hey, these people are coming across the border and getting more resources when we are. Well, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
That's what I mean. So that's why that's MAGA messaging. It's like, yes, I get it. You're repeating what voters are saying to you, but tell them they're wrong.
And if that is what you believe, that these people are taking our jobs for lower wages, who's paying them? The corporations, the meatpacking companies, the agricultural people. They're the ones that are usurping you to pay somebody a lower wage because you're not going to work for that. So blame the people that are hiring them, not the people who are coming to get the money.
So Charlemagne finished. He said, we can barely make ends meet, but, you know, they're getting stipends to be able to go out there and get food and things like that. Again, no, they're not. That's the thing, is like the MAGA messaging was lies.
Now you realize that Argentina is getting $20 billion. Now you realize that John Stewart was always saying that, oh, it's always socialism when you bail out poor people, but you can bail out Elon Musk, all his stupid experiments and rockets going into the sky. You can subsidize corporations for polluting rivers. The corporations get plenty of socialism from us.
We
pay taxes for all that stuff. We're really building a ballroom. Are you going to blame that on people picking fruit in Oxnard?
And also, by the way, when are these guys going to learn? He turns on everyone eventually, unless you kiss his ring and something else.
Newt,
I can't say.
Right, Newt? Right. You got to admit, Newt, I won that election, right? You better admit it or you'll be gone. Not kidding.
Trump recently described Charlemagne as a low IQ individual, something he always reserves for people of color. Says, who knows nothing about me or what I've done, like just ending five wars. Oh, is it only five now? Because he went back to nine yesterday.
Was that seven?
Including a 31-year-old bloodbath between the Republic of Congo and Rwanda. Okay, first of all, he didn't do that. And secondly, so he thinks Charlemagne, because he's black, only cares about the one in the... I mean...
Exactly.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Exactly what that is.
Oh, he's such a racist.
You know, Stephanie, I ended seven casinos. I mean, wars.
That's it. He mistook his casinos for wars. Oh, that's what it is.
How about this one?
I ended them. They were failing, and I failed them bigly. Yes, of course he would go to the black card with Charlemagne the God. I don't understand it. We cannot normalize. We all saw January 6th.
Yeah.
So this thing about the Democrats are the one that are you know, stirring up. We saw January 6th. You normalized that by saying, we're gonna let the courts decide.
Yeah, yeah, and the guy
the
they just...
Republicans are the ones that have normalized everything going forward.
And the guy they just pardoned got arrested for threatening to kill Hakeem Jeffries, one of the pardoned January 6th terrorists.
Shocking.
So, wait, this one. Trump said yesterday, I think we're going to have $20 trillion of investment. The entire U.S. GDP is $30 trillion, and Trump's fake number keeps going up and up. When does the media call him on this? You have not solved any wars, no matter what number you keep saying. I mean, it's just this one. Trump notes the sound of construction of his new ballroom at the White House and says, that's music to my ears when I hear that sound. It reminds me of money. In this case, it reminds me of lack of money because I'm paying for it. He is not paying for it. We are.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's just... Yeah. That's, again, you cannot... I don't know how you normalize this guy, and it's just a shame that half the country is caught up in this cult, this Jim Jones cult, where he can just do anything, and they'll buy his stuff, they'll buy his golden shoes and his crazy Bitcoin scams, and yeah. It's just frightening how taken people can get, or be, as it were.
By the way, I'm sorry, this was 70 billion stories ago, Chris. This was some several...
All right.
This is before holding us up yesterday for $230 million. Analysis, Trump's made $1 billion in crypto profit just this year. I mean, we keep saying it, Carl, just a smash and grab. I'm sort of joking about Fort Knox, and I'm like, no, that's how this ends. Okay. By the way, you were able to use for your signs at the rally. He has a guess the quote for you. You were able to Who said Donald Trump is a race-baiting, xenophobic bigot? Who said that?
Carlos Ellis Rocky.
No, Lindsay. Miss Lindsay, that's right.
Miss Lindsay did before he started playing from the white tees. That was when he was on the red tees, and then he just took it back, and he's moved back 20 yards.
Okay, he's the ball washer, correct?
Yeah, I was Trump's racking balls party. Till the sun came up.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, who said Trump is a con artist?
Jake Ingrassia.
No, that was Marco Rubio.
Okay. Yeah. Jake Ingrassia's mom?
No. Who said Trump is America's Hitler?
Carlos. Stephen Miller.
No, well, that's good. J.D. Vance. Okay. I mean, yeah, cowardice is the other huge story of our time, isn't it? Republicans
again,
can watch a literal wrecking ball go into the White House yesterday and just nothing. Right.
Imagine how much better the world would have been if we would have got, 10 more Republicans, 7 more Republicans to after January 6th just say, he's done. That's it. It's over. Done. Gone. Now we have a nice world. We can move forward in a normal fashion. And if you want to come together on bipartisan border bill, which we did, and he nixed, if you want to come about and a ceasefire that Biden had planned, we could have come about that much quicker. But he said, no, delay it. Everything would have been better if the Republicans weren't cowards. Again, I don't want to hear from Joe Rogan or it's the Democrats' fault. It is square. I said this at the rally. I did an Instagram Live. Everything that we are seeing today is squarely rests on the cowardice of Republicans after the Ukraine shakedown, after the 12,000 votes to Georgia, and after January 6th. They had three chances to be George Bailey, to do the right thing, to say no to money, to say no to him. It's all on the Republicans. It's their fault. That's not an opinion. That's a fact.
And by the way, was it Malcolm that said, I mean, all of these January 6th criminals that were pardoned, almost every day one of them gets rearrested, and oftentimes for child rape. I mean,
about Pornhub? There it is.
Yeah, I love this one. Ron says, you know it's bad when this is like the fourth or fifth worst Republican scandal of the day. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez allegedly had an affair with a senior aide who died after dousing herself with gasoline and setting herself on fire. Gonzalez spokesman refused to deny the affair. And again, the party of Christian values, right?
Yeah, because that's not psychology. That's hope and wishing and fairy tales. It doesn't work on the psychology and the emotional strength and of human beings. It's just an excuse. Yep. I'm going to be better. I'm going to pray to Jesus. Oh, she's hot.
So this story we've mentioned a couple times this morning, again, as they keep repeating that all violence is left wing.
Right.
No.
And there was zero arrests on Saturday, Carlos. Zero, except for maggots that were trying to, there was like 20 arrests.
Arrests because they're trying to stir it up.
Yeah, can't wait to see how MAGA pretends the Trump-supporting, gun-loving, Confederacy-promoting, cis-straight white man who tried to shoot up the Atlanta airport was somehow not one of theirs. Billy Joe. His name's Billy Joe. Not McAllister.
Okay.
Cagle.
Okay.
Was arrested at Atlanta airport after threatening to shoot up the airport. I mean, it's just... Carlos, there's a story a day, right, about right-wing violence.
Accuses us of doing, right, they are doing, so as to deflect. And again, all of this is a fairy tale dance around not releasing the Epstein files.
Yep.
If we just do that, then we clean it up. I don't care who's on that list and what it means to our past or present. Just do it. Let's clean house.
Yeah,
let's really drain the swamp.
Right. Yeah, there you go. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock. Oh, right, like you've got another thing to worry about if you're a homeowner. Listen up. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers stealing home titles, right? Putting it on rocket skates and then boop, it's just gone, right?
Boop.
Your equity's the target. They can forge your signature on just one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county. Just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They can take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know.
Whoa.
You'll be like, what the is this collection and or foreclosure notice in my mailbox? Why? Huh? When's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer was like mine, it's, never.
Uh-oh.
Go now to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. Go now. HometitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, my new favorite product is Native Path Collagen, so that means my new favorite doctor is Dr. Chad from Native Path. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am a true fan of this product, I got to tell you, because I used to have to take, like, separate things for everything, like hair, nails, digestion. I've had, like, acid reflux and all that. Talk a little bit about how this one product and the way it's delivered is so important.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is collagen. You know, it's a protein. It's the most abundant protein in the body. And it's what makes up all those things you just listed, like your skin, your hair, your nails, even your teeth, your bones. All of it is made up of collagen, right? And I used to get really interested in collagen, you know, 15 years ago as a physical therapist, working with people in pain, pre-surgery, post-surgery, and I started using collagen or recommending collagen to my patients and started to notice they had much better results. And collagen is an interesting thing in terms of what's happened in the past 100 years. You know, our ancestors got plenty of collagen because of the way they would eat. We are very much what we say off the path. We're not getting near enough collagen, so we're very deficient in it. So it's making the structure of our bodies very weak, you know?
Yeah.
It's why we have so many falls, so many injuries. But in general, we're just extremely deficient in protein because we're so bombarded with refined carbohydrates, right? Carbohydrates with sugars and dyes and seed oils, and those things are really wrecking our health. So I really consider moving back to protein one of the easiest things that we can do.
And just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. There's great bundle deals at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It really is a great deal for a great product.
My final pitch is try it for 8 weeks. If you try it for 8 weeks and you stay consistent, like what you're talking about here,
from Get Native Path. Thanks so much. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Yes. Thanks, Doc.
Autumn awesomeness awaits, courtesy of David J. Frank Landscape. Introducing Fall Porchscapes, professionally designed decor literally delivered to your front door. Installation and removal included. A hassle-free way to bring fall flair to your home or business. And consider a fall cleanup to preserve the beauty and health of your yard. There's more to a good cleanup than raking leaves. Call the experts at David J. Frank at 608-283-9276 or visit davidjfrank.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my 2 sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Stephanie Miller.
It's a great song, right about an ex. I'm getting ready to make a whole new series of mistakes. Okay.
Oh.
So, Colin Jost made, on NBC, SNL, made a joke that was historically accurate and relatable, mind you, and now people want him fired for it, Sean posts. So he said, if history's any guide, a lot of Trump officials will end up fleeing to Argentina. The joke is a reference to the many Nazi war criminals who fled to Argentina in 1945 during the aftermath of the Second World War. I mean, a guy that admitted to being a Nazi just stepped down. All of these young Republicans.
Yeah,
I mean,
heard the chat.
This is not some
They're
hyperbole.
So afraid calling... of being called what they are. That's what you are. You're acting fascistic. Again, we've said it on this show. We're not comparing you to the Final Solution. We're comparing you to everything that led up to it.
Right.
Stealing people off the streets, suppressing votes.
Right.
Militarizing police. Adding military to street cities, taking over states. Yeah, you're acting like a Nazi. You've said you're a Nazi on tape.
But I mean, it's just that chilling, like, who's next? You know, like, oh, another comedian made a joke they didn't like, you know. And
Wasn't there people on visas that made, like, 6 Charlie Kirk comments and we took away their visas and deported them?
Yes,
yeah.
That is true.
Exactly.
And where's Bob Schneider? Where's the copy guy? Where am I? I'm supposed to, hey, I'm the censor guy. It's me. I censor things. Hey, censor guy, you were late. Yeah, I was late. I'm the late censor guy. What a douche.
All right. I always
wait. What happened, Rob?
I always wait to support the sports with you because it's the only time. Yeah.
Oh, screw FIFA, by the way.
I think this is something you are going to be happy about, and I, the junior dyke in me, is in a little frenzy. A Women's Professional Baseball League is starting. Is it just?
Yes.
Oh, okay. See, she's straight. It's not just it's a league of their own. There's going to be a Women's Professional Baseball League. They've picked Boston, LA, New York, and San Francisco are the first 4 teams.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, they have not done promises with my campaign, so I'm going to cancel the cities. We'll not have teams that don't bow down to me, just like FIFA. If I don't think they're bowing down to me, I'm going to take away those games.
Yeah, FIFA.
I'm excited about that, but they're going to run into the same problems with Trump. They're probably not going to play in cities that don't kneel and have complete fealty to Trump. So it's going to try to get started, but I think much like FIFA and this disastrous World Cup to come, it's probably going to fail. I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Your girls play soccer? Your daughters?
They play volleyball.
Oh, volleyball. Okay. Yeah. I think that's just exciting for, you know, sporting the sports.
Sporting the sports. I am excited for this women's, and they'll be throwing overhand instead of underhand.
Yes.
Pitching, which is really exciting to see. But again, you know who is going to ruin it.
Yes, he ruins everything, literally. Can I just say, you mentioned Elon Musk earlier. So Elon Musk raged at Trump Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, accusing him of trying to kill NASA in an angry series of tweets. Duffy told CNBC that Musk's SpaceX was falling behind the administration's timeline. He responded to Duffy's tweet with just, "Why are you gay?" First of all, he's not gay. Secondly, they're such eighth grade bullies, all of them, right?
They are sociopathic, unloved offspring that don't know what to do psychologically with all the money they have.
He either calls someone the R word, right? or I don't know. It uses gay as a smear against someone that isn't gay. But anyway.
We make the incredible mistake by looking at success as a moniker of personal emotional growth, and it's the exact opposite. These guys are children who just were offspring and made a bunch of money, and they've never had to grow up. They're like you said, they're eighth-grade bullies.
Yep.
That is the level of their intellect.
Yep. Carlos has to go. He's got dad stuff and stuff to do.
Dad stuff. I got a job, actually.
Oh, okay.
I did my dad stuff. That's why my hair is... Sorry, Nebraska Nick.
We'll see you next week. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
WMDX, where even the weather has opinions.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The government shutdown continues. Lawmakers failed at their 11th attempt to come up with a deal, and now some Wisconsinites could be at risk of going hungry. Governor Tony Evers says the state's food share program will run out of money in just 9 days. He says the Trump administration has told state officials that there's only enough funding to continue the benefits through the end of October. Then, on November 1st, they're up a creek. Nearly 700,000 people across Wisconsin rely on these benefits, from young families struggling with low wages to people with disabilities to seniors on fixed incomes. USDA officials had said they were working on a backup plan if the shutdown continued, but so far we haven't heard what that plan is. State Department of Health Services Secretary Kirsten Johnson says people with Quest cards for their food share benefits should know that money may not be available once we hit November 1st, even if they had money left on their cards at the end of October. So she's advised that people with Quest cards stock up and use all the money on their cards before the end of the month. Of course, this comes as more people are experiencing hunger. 1 in 11 Wisconsinites and 1 in 6 Wisconsin kids feels food insecurity. And the River Food Pantry says they've already had a 14% increase in people served so far this year. Meanwhile, anti-gun violence advocates spent the day at the state capitol yesterday. Groups like Moms Demand Action were in red, pushing for a new bill that would strengthen penalties for gun trafficking. It would also give police departments more resources. It's sponsored by Representative Joan Fitzgerald from Fort Atkinson. Data from the ATF shows over the course of 4 years, almost 230,000 guns were trafficked on the black market. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, breezy northwest winds to 30 as we head through your Wednesday afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s. Skies will turn mostly clear tonight. Lows in the mid-30s, a frost advisory in effect. Thursday mostly sunny. Highs will reach the lower 50s. Currently 46 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Thursday morning, Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils will talk education and lawyer Jim Santel.
And we'll find out John and Gordy's big ballroom will displace our studio.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Housing. It's not an option. It's...
president needs to meet with the leaders in Congress. Leader Schumer, Leader Jeffries asked to meet again before he flies off to yet another part of the world. He's been willing to negotiate in the Mideast. He's been willing to negotiate in Asia, but he's not willing to walk down the block and meet with the leaders of Congress.
Senator Klobuchar. All right, listeners, please stop sending us pictures of disgusting bar food. Apparently, Dollywood sells pickled quail eggs.
Yeah,
I don't know why I think that would be something you would find at Dollywood. Are there bars at Dollywood?
No, there are like little cute little general stores. I imagine Dollywood might be in a dry county because it's that part of Tennessee.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Yeah, if I were to go to Dollywood, I would need to be like blacked out.
Blackout drunk?
Like really, really drunk.
Hey, we haven't talked to a giggling whore in quite a while. Jenny in Baltimore. There's one.
Hey, Jeff. I was listening to the podcast because I'm lame and I listen after you've done it.
That's not lame. That is not lame.
Bella works very hard to put that podcast together.
Yes.
Download it.
Well, Bella, you do an awesome job.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Anyway.
By the way, just quickly, the happy hour is the opening segment every day and the best interview of the day. Yep. And it helps this show a lot if you download it and give us likes and all that
stuff.
That's
right. Yes. All right. And the happy hour is free.
Oh. Yes. Hi, Jenny.
I pay.
You pay for the Stephcast.
The commercial free Stephcast.
That's the full show. Yes.
Yeah, that's also a bargain.
Yes.
11
yes.
billion times the price.
Two points. One is I heard Cliff Schechter on Monday and you discussing the rally and how the Republicans just keep insulting us. And you said something to the effect of, well, you know, that just made the rallies bigger.
Right.
And I just want to tell you that I went to a rally. Well, it was really a dance party. I went to a dance party in Baltimore, and I didn't go because they insulted us. I went because Malcolm Nance yelled at us. I'm scared.
Yeah, that's a motivator too.
I don't want to disappoint him.
Well, we were saying,
he's
Jenny,
awesome.
I think it was a severe undercount because I didn't realize they only counted people that registered. And I don't know about you, but I don't know anybody that registered to go.
I was just there. Yeah, it was tons of people.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. It was a parade of giggling whores.
Yes. I have an update on Dollywood.
Oh, yes, please. Yes.
The county is not dry.
Oh, good.
Dollywood itself is dry, though.
Oh.
This all started from pickled eggs on the bar.
Right.
In Buffalo, where I grew up.
Yeah.
Dolly.
Yeah, but they use tongs now. So it's not gross. You don't, like, fish your hand around in there. But you think about, like, nuts on the bar? Like, we were so unsanitary. How many people's hands are in there? And you're just like, But you're drunk, so you don't care. You're like,
I think about a lot of things, like, pre-COVID, too.
Yeah.
Remember
the thought of salad bars during COVID? You're like, okay, that's coming back.
I hate that COVID killed Soup Plantation.
I hate that. I loved Soup Plantation.
So did I, and I wish it would come back.
I'll never forget my audition to get the morning show on Hot 97. In the late 80s, everybody. I went to a salad bar in New York because I thought, oh, my God, this is like, holy cow, look at this. You know, if you've ever been in the delis in New York, the salad bars, and I was like, oh, this is fantastic. And I did not make the audition in the morning because I ended up going to the emergency room in the middle of the night with
too much fiber.
Massive food poisoning. Something in there.
You know, I did always get a little ill after I would eat at Sizzler as a kid. The salad bar.
That's my other flashback. It's the only place I could afford. Me and Paul Slater, my best friend, would go to Sizzler and split. We'd split because then you could.
Yeah.
Yeah. We split a baked potato and a salad bar because it was the only thing.
I don't think you're allowed to split a salad bar.
How are they going to know?
That's the point. Sizzler. Paul, go get more. That's not enough for us. Okay.
I think they knew. I think they were on to you.
Listen, I told you my rent was, I never made over $4 an hour for, I don't know, till like last week. But, my rent was like $125 a month. I was really on a budget. I was very, okay. Yes, so this is a reporter yesterday to Mike Johnson. Getting back to the threat to Hakeem Jeffries, this is one of the number of January 6 pardons that have been rearrested on various charges. Did Trump make a mistake? Johnson, I don't know the details of this at all. He just told you the details. What more do you need to know, right? He said, I'll tell you this. The violence on the left is far more prevalent than the violence on the right. Can I just say, he lies almost with an ease that Donald Trump doesn't lie with.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, don't make me go through the list. You all know it. Yeah, we all know the list, and it's all 90-something percent right-wing. The rhetoric that you saw on Saturday plays into this. Oh, really? All the unicorns and bubbles?
Yeah.
That rally was paid for by Soros. Oh, my God. And sponsored by communists. Oh, my God. Can I get any more sick of this rhetoric? Do we have to? All right, fine. Oh, and this is him being lovely about Representative Grijalva.
I will administer the oath to her, I hope, on the first day we come back, legislative session. I'm willing and anxious to do that. In
Are
the
you?
Meantime, doing TikTok videos, she should be serving her constituents. She could be taking their calls. She can be directing
no,
them, trying
can't.
To help them through the crisis that the Democrats have created by shutting down
oh
the government.
God. Oh, my God. She can't take calls because she doesn't have working phones or computers. What else is she supposed to do but TikTok videos?
Right.
Okay. So the Arizona Attorney General has filed a lawsuit
yes.
to try to force Speaker Johnson to swear her in. And he was patrescending about that, as you can imagine. Oh. He said, I think it's patently absurd. We run the House. She has no jurisdiction. We're following the precedent. No, you're not. You just swore in
yeah.
two Republicans out of session.
If I lived in her district in Arizona, I would be
pissed. Yes. Yes.
Because
exactly.
I'm not getting representation.
Oh, do you want to hear some more Mike Johnson bolt?
Not
okay,
really, but...
cut 12. Okay, right. Fine. Why
Democrats not? Did not say one word about the Epstein files for the entire Biden presidency.
Oh,
they had all the files in the Biden DOJ. They didn't say a word about it. 4 years, not a word.
Okay.
And suddenly
okay.
now they somehow convince themselves that the Epstein files will be damaging to President Trump and Republicans
yeah.
in some way that they've imagined. And so they feign outrage.
Hmm. Really? Do you think it might be damaging in some way and his name is in there 1,000 times and you needed 1,000 FBI agents to redact it? Do you think so? Okay. Can we just say for the 11th billionth time, the Ghislaine...
yes.
That's how pennies in the garbage disposal. That's how I pronounce it.
uh-huh.
Lane Maxwell.
Uh-huh.
Her case was ongoing back when we had an actual functioning Justice Department. You don't comment on cases. So that's why they didn't mention the Epstein right. files, because
right. okay. also every single Republican ran on releasing the Epstein files.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so they're the ones who made it an issue. We weren't making it an issue
yeah.
because we were letting the justice system do its thing.
Speaker Johnson found his defense of Trump's feces dumping video turned back on him. He will literally defend anything, won't he?
Mm-hmm.
Have they asked him yet about the wrecking ball to the White House? I'm sure they'll have something like
that. Oh, I believe they
yeah.
have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let me...
Yes, he had insisted Trump was just using satire, blah, blah, blah. Jared Moskowitz replied with a clip, which is then followed by AI poop landing on his head. You know what? We just got to fight fire with fire. He said, I'm just using the social media and satire, Mr. Speaker, with a winking emoji. How do we feel about the winking emoji?
Not fond of it. I don't use it.
I preferred the Gavin Newsom dropping a poop on the January 6th terrorists. You know, as trolling goes. Republican leaders on Capitol Hill quietly ramping up talks within their ranks and over how to structure and advance a potential extension of affordable care insurance subsidies before the end of the year. Chris, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. They are feeling the pressure politically. We're seeing all these polls, but you cannot trust them. You cannot just go, oh, okay, well, we'll open the government and then we'll... They lie. Mm-hmm. Every one of them, top to bottom, mm-hmm. lies. Robert Garcia of the great state of California. Yeah, Representative Robert Garcia.
We're hearing from healthcare providers, from nurses, and we're united to say enough of the shutdown and protect people's healthcare. Because Donald Trump, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, and Republicans are more interested in massive tax breaks for billionaires.
This tells you everything you need to know. As the government shutdown enters its fourth week, Senate Republicans headed to the White House yesterday, not for urgent talks on how to end it, but for a display of unity
yeah.
is what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
That was code for a
yeah.
display of unity with...
That's not what that sounds like.
Donald Trump. It's my memory. As they refuse to negotiate on any Democratic demands. That's all it is. It's just everything's a show for, you know... Okay, back in the real world, one of the biggest impacts on the government shutdown about to hit tens of millions of the poorest Americans hard, the halting of critical food assistance.
Yes.
Several states now warning they will be forced to suspend SNAP benefits come November 1st. Food stamps serve roughly 42 million low-income Americans. And how many times can we say it, Chris? Mostly white people,
yep.
But, you know, if you're going by percentage, military people, whatever, they always like to try to, you know, cast that as like, oh, it's brown people taking our stuff. But it's going to start hitting red states and red people pretty hard.
It's a travesty that military people have to be on food stamps.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. They're starting food banks for air traffic controllers.
Saw that.
Okay. This is all we can hope. I guess, you know, what's his name? Who's the mama's boy? Ingrassio?
Oh, yeah.
Mama's boy Nazi?
Uh-huh. Hmm.
Baby Goebbels? Okay. So I guess enough Republicans, that was a line there, right? They said no.
Thune said no, and I think that's what...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so several top Republican senators spoke out this week and broke with Trump over his administration's unilateral funding to blue state infrastructure projects. Susan Collins, so you know she's concerned right away. She bluntly said no when asked if she supports Trump's threats to cut major projects. There's no way you can, in a country this large, only hurt the people you think you're hurting, right? Senator Lisa Murkowski warned the Trump administration is hurting Republicans by punishing blue states, including MAGA people. She said, you show me one blue state in America where you don't have pockets, maybe even big pockets of Republicans, of conservatives, of MAGA people, of pro-Trump. Do we not care about them?
Got them here in California.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, no, exactly. And it is endlessly just bewildering to me, Chris, that they don't seem to... Okay, this is the segment where I have to agree with both Marjorie Taylor Greene and Ted Cruz.
What?
Oh, God. I have a headache in both eyes. You know that thing where... Can I borrow your heating otter?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Marjorie Taylor Greene said, I can't see into the future, but I see Republicans losing the House if Americans are continuing to go paycheck to paycheck. They are definitely going to be going into the midterms through the lens of their bank account, saying Republicans will pay the price in next terms, midterms because of the shutdown. Ted Cruz has implored his party to wake up to the dangers posed by an estimated 7 million people turning out in protest against the Trump administration. Unquestionably, we should take political peril seriously, he said. There is a lot of energy. There's a lot of anger on the left, and elections can be dangerous when one side is mobilized and angry. Shh, don't listen to him, Republicans.
It's not just the left. The right is... There's a lot of people on the right that are upset at how the country's going right now, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, they're seeing the same polling we're seeing.
Absolutely.
I mean, they can spin however much they want. All right, 46 minutes after the hour, back with the remaining segment of The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller, the high priestess of excellent liberal talk radio.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Everybody, it's the sleep doctor, Dr. Greenberg. So excited to meet you. Why are you known as the sleep doctor?
I've treated over 10,000 patients for snoring and sleep apnea. It's my passion.
So tell us how Zepa is different from other, it's a mouthpiece, but it's so simple. Explain how it works.
The key that we have to look at is, why do you snore? You know, if we think of how does somebody snore, people think it's their nose, their mouth, their tongue. Bottom line is, it's the tongue. So you've got things like the CPAP machine that blows air so powerful down the throat, it moves the tongue out of the way. It's not oxygen, it's air. It's like sticking your hand out a car window at 60 miles an hour. You know, there are other mouthpieces in the market. They all just bring the lower jaw forward. Well, if you're standing up, that's great. But the minute you put your head back, nothing's keeping your tongue from falling back. What we have here is this strap. It's a silicone strap that we call a seatbelt for the tongue. Basically,
it opens up your airway,
keeps the tongue from falling back.
You've also started a campaign near and dear to my heart for breast cancer research with Zepa. So it's the pink one. So talk about that for a sec.
We've all been affected by somebody with breast cancer. It just hits all of us so deeply.
Yeah.
Why is this still such an issue? Why are we still all losing our friends, or they're fighting for their lives with it? They're going through chemo, radiation, all these things. And it's something we need to just get rid of. We need to throw the money in there behind it and get cures.
Yep. And it basically moves your jaw forward, opens up your airway. Generally, in the first night, it stops snoring, which is just a miracle for a lot of people. Listen, go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Happy Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards, because what's not happy about the whole thing? Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for Zepa.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be here.
Fall is in the air, and there's no better place to enjoy it than at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Cozy up inside for some spirits, 48 beers on tap, and THC drinks. Choose from a wide selection of their warm pastas, 12-hour smoked pulled pork, and of course, their pizzas. Voted Best of Madison, Sugar River Pizza is known for great food, great drinks, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. Located on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie, they also offer catering. Sugar River Pizza, where fall feels like home.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Stephanie Miller.
I can't get enough of this.
I know. It's distracting, isn't it?
Steffi.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Seth in L.A. Hello.
Hello. Happy my birthday to all of you.
Happy birthday,
happy
Seth.
Happy birthday.
Happy your birthday.
Thank you. So if we were to give Trump the money back, wouldn't we then have to give money back to everyone who ever took a case to the Supreme Court and it was determined that it was unconstitutional to, you know, do what we did?
No, only he is above the law.
I don't understand.
To the aforementioned Supreme Court. Yeah, it's just there's everyone goes, he can't, that's not legal. It's whatevs. Okay, oh, here is Ron Johnson saying it's no big deal if your health care, you know, doubles or triples.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I don't think this is going to be any kind of gut-wrenching problem if these enhanced subsidies just go away.
Really?
We'll probably have to weather the lies told by the Democrats.
Oh.
But again, we're happy to work with Democrats and fix. Democrats say all kinds of things that aren't true. I got that. And it does scare people because a lot of people in the legacy media carry their water, amplify their falsehoods. I got that. Mm-hmm. That scares mm-hmm. a lot of Republicans mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. Doesn't scare me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Speaking of lies, Sean Duffy has blamed Democrats for the worsening air travel. He's the Transportation Secretary.
Right. Right.
He repeated the MAGA lie that Democrats shut down the government because they want free health care for illegals. Speaking of lies repeated endlessly, the FAA said this was late Sunday. Air traffic control staffing issues are delaying travel in Dallas, Chicago, Atlanta, mm-hmm. Newark. Mm-hmm. I mean, and this is just going to go. And they always blame somebody else, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's. Oh, speaking of which, you said John Thune might have been the.
He might have been
the guy that ictionated the latest Nazi.
Yes. Yeah.
Isn't this indicative of our times? You have to go which one? Which Nazi?
Yeah.
One of the young Nazis? Right.
Yeah.
Right. John Thune distanced himself from Bobby Kennedy recently, saying if he were a woman, he wouldn't be taking advice from Bobby Kennedy. He voted for him. He voted. So now a warning?
Now a warning.
That's why it's a good day to buy a Now a Warning t-shirt.
Now a warning?
At StephanieMiller.com. Have I mentioned that Republicans tend to be cheating treason weasels? Have I mentioned that yet? Latest is my sister's state, North Carolina. North Carolina's Senate approved a new congressional map aimed at helping Republicans eke out an additional Republican seat to shore up the party's majority in the House. It targets a House district currently represented by an African-American. Ah, that's so surprising. The new district lines aim to give Republicans the advantage for 11 out of 14 U.S. House seats from North Carolina. The only good news is that apparently Prop 50 looks like it is way ahead out here in California. Yeah. If you have not voted yet, please go vote. I mean, we have got
to vote on Election Day.
Yeah, well, of course you are. Of course you are. Okay. New York Times saying on Trump's quest to make over D.C. in his image. Is this starting to look like one of Saddam's palaces or something? The East Wing was one of the last pieces of the White House he hadn't yet started to make over in his own image. The Oval Office is dripping in gold. So is the Cabinet Room. The Rose Garden looks like Mar-a-Lago. There's massive flagpoles in the backyard and in front. He's been tweaking the White House residence upstairs, too. He's directing renovations at the Kennedy Center. Now he wants an Arc de Triomphe-style arch built on the other side of the Potomac. This is a fun fact, I thought. It's a historical fun fact. The Times notes that when Trump Tower was built, Trump had promised the city's preservationists that he would donate the historic friezes atop the former Bonwit Teller building.
Okay.
Instead, he had them jackhammered to pieces, essentially telling the city to suck it. Isn't what's happening at the White House just a giant middle finger to the American people?
Yeah, he's telling the American people to suck it.
Yeah. He just likes to break things. Yeah. I mean, so I mentioned to Carlos, Trump and his family have reaped more than $1 billion in crypto cash. If thanks to an industry boom fueled by his administration's own crypto-friendly policies, oh my God, Chris, every single story is follow the money, right? And that's just the realized profits on paper. Trump's crypto ventures have boosted his net worth by billions of dollars, and he needs to sue us taxpayers to get, I don't know, just a bag of cash. Do we have to put it in like a, what kind of bag was that for Tom Holman? Do we need to put the cash?
Kava.
Yeah, do we need to put the bag in the money in the Kava bag and just hand it over? The $230 million. That's a big Kava bag. Do they make them that big?
If you get a lot of bowls from Kava, yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. Blah blah blah. The Financial Times attempted to untangle the family's vast web of opaque and largely unregulated ventures. Yeah, good luck. The Trump holdings include digital trading cards featuring images of Trump, meme coins. Okay, I can't even get through the rest of this. It's just, $1 billion merely represents profit. The Trump crime family holds billions more in cryptocurrencies.
Yep.
Oh, wait, you know what? I don't know how this is going. He's refiled his $15 billion defamation suit against the New York Times for, you know, reporting facts. Because he does not have yet enough money.
He doesn't like facts.
Yeah. It focuses on statements made by the Times that Trump's lawyers call malicious, defamatory, disparaging about his business achievements and the origins of his wealth. Everything in there has been fact-checked like a million times. They wrote in the original 85-page complaint was decidedly improper and impermissible. The first judge said, saying it read more like a political screed than a serious legal filing. That's not going to stop him, though. And then he's going to hope for a settlement, right?
Yep.
Okay, one last one is Trump admitted that a 157% tariff, is that where we are now, on Chinese goods, it was not sustainable, but added, but that's where the number is. Again, does anyone get the sense that he does not know what the f*** he's doing on any given subject on any given day?
Poking around in the dark.
Right, right. Okay. White House trolls Kenny Loggins for objecting to the feces video.
Yeah.
When Entertainment Weekly contacted the White House with a request for comment on Loggins saying, don't use my song, they sent a Top Gun meme saying, I feel the need for speed. They don't get memes. They don't get comedy.
That was a bad response. Wasn't it? Yeah.
I need a nappy. We'll see you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.
92.7 WMDX. Talk radio for people who read past the headline.
Maggie Dawn.
Governor Evers has sounded the alarm. 700,000 Wisconsinites might lose emergency food assistance. We discuss with Amanda Martinez and William Park Sutherland of Kids Forward. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You want to vote for a governor. You do have many to choose from who have served in the assembly. Or you can choose the one of us candidate. Hi, I'm Ryan Sternad. I work for a living. Sure, I don't have elected experience, but I do have working class experience. Won't you want your governor to know what it's like to be in your shoes and to govern that way? For more, go to RyanSternadForGovernor.com.
Paid for by Ryan Sternad for Governor.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The National Trust for Historic Preservation is asking the Trump administration to stop destruction of the White House East Wing, which is being torn down to make room for President Trump's ballroom. The preservation says a legally required public review process on the project was never held. A second Trump-Putin summit on ending the war in Ukraine is now off. ABC's Mary Bruce has more from the White House.
It is just the latest example of Trump being courted by Putin, then painting a rosy picture of negotiations, only for Putin to pull back. And the timing here is critical. Putin floated this new summit the day before Ukrainian President Zelensky came here to the White House to ask President Trump for powerful Tomahawk missiles capable of striking deep inside Russia, which Putin obviously opposes. Zelensky then walking away empty-handed as Trump eyed this new Putin summit.
Overnight, Russia launched multiple drones and rockets into Ukraine, killing half a dozen people. This is ABC News.